This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds, accept what has passed thus far of our month, and accept our worship therein. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. As has been announced, inshaAllah, we will be sharing with you some wisdoms, some gems, ponderings from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in particular Surah Yusuf, but inshallah we will start on that in the upcoming nights. For tonight, just to kick things off, I want to share a little bit with you from the verses that were recited in Salat al-Isha, verses pertaining to this pillar of Islam, fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addresses the believers in one of many places in the Quran, and he says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu," O you who believe. And this is a momentous moment, no doubt, for a believer, because the believer is receiving instruction from his or her Lord, and their Lord is addressing them as the people of belief, the people of iman, the people who have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accepted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger. This is a matter of importance, and it is a matter of elation for the people of iman. And Imam al-Qurtubi and Imam ibn Kathir and others, they narrate to us a report that goes back to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, in which he says that when we read the Quran and we come across a verse in which therein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu," O you who believe, "Far'u laha sam'ak," he would say, radiallahu an, pay attention to what is to come. Pay attention to what is to come. Be focused in terms of your ability to hear. Stop just hearing and start listening. Because what is to come after "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu" is either a command to do something or a prohibition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either will command you to do something or will warn you against something. So it's an instruction specifically for the believers, and they need to take heed. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kutiba alaykum as-siyam," ay furida alaykum as-siyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting has been prescribed upon you, has been made obligatory upon you. And fasting became obligatory in the second year after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Al-Madina. And as such, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted 9 Ramadans. He fasted 9 Ramadans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, "Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum." And the scholars of tafsir, they say this is from the mercy, fi al-khitab al-rabbani. This is Allah's mercy in how He instructs His creation. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is asking His creation to manifest their iman by staying away from something that by design they feel is very difficult for them to stay away from. By design they feel is impossible for them to stay away from. Stay away from food, to stay away from drink, from true dawn till sunset. This is something difficult. But from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He releases to us a piece of information that need not be there. Even if it wasn't there, the obligation of fasting would remain. But nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals as it was prescribed upon people before you, upon those before you. And this is a means of mercy to us, that through this, we build within ourselves the necessary motivation. And we say that if the people of the book, if the people who went astray before us, they could leave their drink and their food for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what about the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No doubt they are more deserving, and no doubt they will be able that the people before us, they were human beings as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed them with the same instruction. And they followed through with this instruction. If they could do it, then we most definitely can. So subhanallah, this is the tarbiyah, this is the nurturing and the development and the education we find within the text of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't leave us stranded thereafter, but rather He fixates for us a vision. He connects us to the end, highlighting for us that the fast is just a means to an end. What is that end? That end is taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That perhaps you will attain taqwa, subhanallah. And the Quran is so precise because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps, la'alla, there's a chance, a good chance, you will attain taqwa. However, in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reality that some people will need more than 29 or 30 days. Some people need more than one Ramadan. They need a few Ramadans. But these Ramadans are a means towards that end being the end of taqwa. Now, if taqwa is the vision when it comes to fasting, then why is taqwa a matter for us in the life of this world in the first place? Well, taqwa, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is ultimately the vision from all forms of worship, not just fasting. Even our salah has been prescribed so that we may attain this taqwa. Our hajj, for the same reason. The encouragement towards being charitable, being respectful to our parents, and so on and so forth. Every act that the Sharia considers hasan, considers good, is a means towards an end. That end is taqwa. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we didn't create mankind or jinnkind except as a means to an end. What is that end for them? That they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you ask this question, why do I worship? Then you would have heard in the first night or during the first night of Ramadan, in the first juz, in the first quarter, on the second page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh mankind, worship your Lord, the Lord who created you and those before you. In the verses of fasting, Allah says, fast as those before you were told to fast. Worship your Lord, the one who created you and those before you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may achieve this taqwa. Subhanallah. So as we see, there's a system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, and it is a system that is connected. Everything is a means to another end, which makes that end a subvision for what that means is. And all these subvisions collectively lead to an ultimate vision, and that vision is the servant of Allah entering a Jannah. This Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for His servant in the first place. That Allah created paradise, and He created the servant for paradise, and He created the means to connect this servant to his or her paradise. And this is ultimately the month of Ramadan. One of the manifestations of this reality is this month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on again, this mercy, في الخطاب الرباني, continues, for thereafter He says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. It's a fixed number of days, just in case you're panicking, that okay, people before me did it, but how long do I have to do this for? Salah is 5 times a day, every day. Allah said fast, is this an everyday thing? Allah says, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. Calm yourself down. It's just a fixed number of days. Don't hyperventilate. Don't cause yourself to decapacitate. It's a fixed number of days. And in case you're still worrying and thinking, well, subhanallah, some people are residents, but I travel. Some people are healthy, but I am sick. The mercy in Al-Khitab al-Rabbani continues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. If your situation is abnormal, don't worry about it. You may eat, you may drink, and you can make up the fast when your situation becomes normal again. When you stop being a traveler, make up the fast. When you become healthy after being ill, you can make up the fast. But in case you feel, subhanallah, I am terminally ill, I'm in a situation where I will never ever be able to fast, may Allah save us from these illnesses and grant cure to those who have it, the mercy in Al-Khitab al-Rabbani continues again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the Abdullah, one of the Abadila from the Fuqaha, he says that this verse is not abrogated. But this verse applies to those who are terminally ill. That if you suffer an illness that will prevent you from fasting, irrespective of the summer or the winter, then you don't have to fast. You have a substitute. You have a badil. Your badil and substitute is feeding an impoverished person for every day that you can't fast. La ilaha illallah. This is the reality of the month of Ramadan. It is a mercy from its beginning till its end, from its instruction to its prize, as you can see in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the instruction towards it, subhanallah, is filled with mercy after mercy. Such is the gift from Allah. And for those who attended the Jumu'ah, my action point to you all was to receive this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala biquwwah. Receive it properly. Receive it by giving it its haqq. Receive it by showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you respect Him and you respect the gift that He has given you. Just like we would appreciate from somebody else, if we gifted them something expensive, we bought for them something from our hard-earned sweat, we would love for them to respect our gift. If you gifted them an expensive pair of sunglasses or maybe a mobile phone and they gifted it to somebody else and you saw them gifting it to somebody else, so you came to learn a few days later that they gifted it to somebody else, how would you feel? Subhanallah. If you gifted them a nice pair of sunglasses that you love, that you spent a lot of your hard-earned money for, and you saw them throwing it around or broken in a few days and you saw that they didn't give it any value, wouldn't you feel dishonored? This is natural human nature. It's natural human nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us a gift like no other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above human emotion. This is just an example to make us appreciate the adab we must have with Allah. The reality of Allah is that He is perfect from ever, and He is perfect forever. He doesn't need us to worship Him for His greatness to increase. And if we don't worship Him and if we don't fast, His greatness will not decrease. His majesty is perfect, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we're sharing with you, O servant of Allah, is an idea for us to understand the adab that we should have with the Lord of the worlds, with Rabb al-Alameen, who gifts us after gifting us. Hadiyya tilwa hadiyya. Gift after gift. Gift after gift. And subhanallah, you and I know our weaknesses with the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The concentration we have with our salah, the dedication we have to our salah. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a month that brings everything together and chose this month to be the greatest of all months. Sayyidu shuhur shahar Ramadan. The best of all months is the month of Ramadan. It's the month of fasting, the month of the Quran, the month of increased rewards. The one who does Umrah in Ramadan equals Hajj, subhanallah, right? The one who worships Allah in Ramadan and fasts in Ramadan, the rewards are greater than when he or she does it outside of Ramadan. It is the month of i'tikaf. It is the month of Sadaqatul Fitr, unique acts of worship that you don't find anywhere else during the course of the year, specific to Ramadan. It is the month of Laylatul Qadr, subhanallah, a night in which if we worship therein, Allah will reward us rewards greater than 1,000 months. So we have much to be grateful for, we have much to prepare for, we have much to burn in for. Let us make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in this month, and let us do everything that we can to bring ourselves to this month. If we need to fasten our seatbelts, fasten your seatbelts, because this is a journey of a lifetime, a opportunity, subhanallah, that we cannot guarantee for ourselves next year. There were people we know who we buried just days before Ramadan, subhanallah, maybe hours before this Ramadan. We don't know where we will be hours before next Ramadan. So let us take use of this Ramadan. Hada wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.